Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Well, I purchased a transit period. I don't know thing.
Yes, ma'am.
For $67, and I have not been able to access it.
Okay. Let me see.
And I didn't have an account with Astrology Answers. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, it's an automatic account that gets set up for you after you do the first purchase of anything with us, or especially with guides, since they're only going to be ebooks. But let me see if there is anything wrong with the account, and then I can walk you through the steps to get logged in. May I have your email address with the spelling, please?
My email address is Ruth Boiler, RUTHBOILER, 1965 at gmail.com.
And thank you for providing this information. One moment, please. Okay, so I do see here that the transit period guide is ready for you to view and sign. View your transit period guide that you originally purchased. I can walk you through the steps. Do you have access to the internet to go to our website?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can you go to astrologyanswers.com?
I'm working, okay. Astrology Answers.
AstrologyAnswers.com.
Okay, AstrologyAnswers.com, your daily horoscope. And
yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So at the upper right-hand corner, there should be a small little person icon or a login button.
Uh-huh.
You'll click on that.
Okay, got that.
And it should take you to your members area. And it's going to ask for your email and your password. You enter the email address that you provided me, and then I got your password. Let me know you're ready for that.
Okay. Password. Okay.
Okay. So your password is sort of going to be like your email address, Ruth Boiler at 1965. Oh, and the R is uppercase. I'm sorry.
So, okay. Capital R. Right. And that's just it. Ruth Boiler, 1965, just with the uppercase R.
With the uppercase R and then the at sign between your name and the 1965.
Oh, okay. So it's Ruth Boiler at 1965?
Yes, ma'am, with an uppercase R.
R. Okay, Ruth Boiler. At 1965. And that's it for the password?
Yes, ma'am.
It says invalid username or password. So let's try again. How do I do that? Okay. Oh, come on. Go back, log in. Okay. Let's try this again. Yeah. Still says invalid.
Okay, I'll try it one more time and type out the full email address. I know that with some devices, it already has it saved, and all you have to do is just put a few letters and it auto inserts, but type it all the way out. And as well as with the password, just take your time, because I know with this, with our site, it doesn't give you the little eye circle where you can click on it and see what you're typing. It just automatically does a little circle. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I noticed that it doesn't give you the way to see what you're writing. I was looking for that little... Well, I finally got it on my phone. I think it finally went through.
And the first thing that you should see once you log in will be where it says, "Hey, Kimberly, welcome to your members area." Then it gives you your horoscope for today. And if you scroll down just a little bit, it will say, "My library."
Your available credits, Richard. Okay, now my library. Yes, yes.
So if you click where it says view our products, it will take you directly to your library. And the first book there should be the Transit Period Guide.
Okay, yes, I do see that. Okay, chat with psychic advisors, blah, 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 more. Okay, yep, I got it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any other questions or concerns you have today?
I don't think so. Hopefully, yes, hopefully it'll all work out now. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Okay, bye-bye.